Hi there, children's literature lovers. I'm enjoying my vacation back home in California. I'm working on an excellent sunburn and have gorged myself on tacos and homegrown avocados. Next week, I'll be back with the conclusion to my four-part series on Frances Hodgson Burnett. For now, here's another sneak preview from my upcoming collection of stories about Tiger, the best dog in the world. Please excuse the slightly lower than usual audio quality as I'm away from my recording setup. The Children's Literature Podcast presents Tiger Gives the Babies a Bath. Written and read for you by T.Q. Townsend. My family is big, really big. Grandma had seven kids, and they all had lots of kids too when they grew up. I was the oldest cousin, and I watched lots of little cousins come along. I have three little sisters and one brother. I also have six girl cousins and 11 boy cousins. When I was young, there were always a few babies around, so we just kept them together at family gatherings. They would eat together, play together, and have baths together. They would even have their diapers changed together. This saved a lot of work because we could do everything almost like a factory. One person would take off the dirty diapers, another person would wipe, and one more person would put on the clean diapers. Whoever had been naughty that day would get stuck with the job of wiping. One nice summer day, we were all on the lawn at Grandma's house. The grown-ups were in the shade drinking lemonade and talking about boring grown-up stuff while we kids had fun. There were water guns, water balloons, and a few buckets of water so we could splash ourselves when we got too hot. My cousins Caleb, Ryan, and Miguel were the little ones then. Caleb could run around a little. Ryan had just learned to walk. And Miguel could only crawl and drool on things. They liked to be outside with the big kids. Sometimes me or one of the other big cousins would carry one of the babies while we ran around, and they really loved that. At lunchtime, we all ate outside. The grown-ups said it was too pleasant to eat indoors, but I know they really just didn't want to have to wipe the table, chairs, and floor after the kids got it messy. The grown-ups made a giant stack of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids, and a pile of mashed sweet potatoes for the babies. Each baby got a little bowl and a bib to wear, and the three baby boys fed themselves. Or they mostly fed themselves. When he first got his food, Caleb gobbled down half his sweet potato so fast that he gagged on it. Ryan watched Caleb while he ate a little more slowly. Miguel just kind of picked at his food. But nobody was surprised because he never wanted to eat anything. Soon enough, though, Caleb figured out that sweet potato is very good for finger painting. He dipped his fingers in the bowl, reached out, and painted a mushy orange stripe on Ryan's face. I wondered if Ryan would cry, but instead he laughed. Miguel looked up and suddenly realized that there was something he could do with food that was interesting after all. Soon, all three of the babies were rubbing sweet potato everywhere, on their faces, on their clothes, and on each other. It was a big mess. The grown-ups heard us bigger kids laughing and then saw what happened. Then we got told off for not stopping the babies from getting so messy. "Now we'll have to give them a bath," scowled Aunt Elena as she put her hands on her hips and looked down at baby Miguel. Miguel giggled and clapped his hands. They made sort of a sloppy squishing sound instead of a clapping sound. Aunt Elena, Aunt Heather, and Aunt Janie went into the house to find clean clothes and diapers for the babies and to get the bath filled. Everyone else went back to eating lunch. Except Tiger. Tiger always watched everyone very carefully during mealtimes. He was very good at spotting when someone dropped a spoonful of beans or glob of egg salad. He was very, very good at spotting when someone dropped a piece of chicken. But he was also good at watching over babies and toddlers, and if one of them ever started choking on their food, he would bark right away so someone would help them. Tiger walked up to the babies in a slow and relaxed way so that nobody would pay attention to him. He sat down next to baby Ryan and looked over at the grown-ups. Nobody was even looking his way. Then, very gently, he began to lick the sweet potato off of Ryan's head. Ryan thought this was great. He cooed and giggled and patted Tiger's big drooly mouth. He even stuck his hands in the dog's mouth and pulled on his teeth. Tiger held perfectly still and patiently let Ryan grab his tongue. Then when the baby let go, he went right back to licking up the sweet potato. Tiger licked Ryan's hands, his neck, his hair, and his cheeks. Ryan thought it was pretty good. The big kids also thought it was pretty good. I noticed what was happening first, and I nudged my sister with my elbow so she would look up. Pretty soon, all of the older cousins were watching with big grins on our faces. We kept as quiet as we could so the grown-ups wouldn't stop Tiger. Soon, Ryan was pretty clean except for all the dog slobber on him. Tiger moved on to Caleb, who also liked being licked all over. He patted Tiger and said, "Ice Gog," which meant nice dog. At last, Tiger went to Miguel, who did not like being licked at all. He hollered very loud at first, and then he started crying. Uncle Craig came over to see what was happening. "Oh no, my boy," Uncle Craig said, laughing. "Are you getting too many kisses?" Uncle Craig knelt down next to the babies and said, "No, no, Tiger, the babies need a bath." Tiger backed off, and Miguel stopped crying. The grown-ups all laughed at what the dog had done and went back to their lemonades. The dog sat there for a moment, looking at the babies very carefully. Then he looked over at the buckets of water. Then he looked at the babies again. As gently as he could, Tiger went back to baby Miguel and took the back of his onesie in his teeth. Pulling slowly, the dog began to drag the baby toward the buckets of water. Miguel didn't like being licked, but he loved being pulled across the grass. He shrieked and giggled, and everyone was so confused they just watched without trying to stop the dog. Tiger next went to go get Ryan. When Caleb saw what was happening, he crawled up on the dog's back and rode him like a pony while Ryan was pulled along, laughing as hard as Miguel had. Then Tiger used his nose to push the buckets of water over to the boys. The babies started splashing right away. They were delighted because we bigger kids usually wouldn't let them near our water. We didn't want them to dump it all out. Miguel plunged his hands in over and over, sloshing water all over his face. Some of the sweet potato washed off. Caleb climbed into the biggest bucket, sending a waterfall over the edge as he sat down. Ryan grabbed a small cup sitting nearby and used it to dump water all over his lap. Tiger sat next to them, looking very happy and sometimes taking a drink from one of the buckets. When Caleb took off his diaper and threw it away, Tiger even took it to the garbage can and threw it out. The baby's moms came back and looked on in surprise. "Well, here we went to all the trouble to fill the bathtub when we could have just let Tiger clean the boys," said Aunt Janie. The babies still ended up in the bath because they were covered in sweet potato, dog slobber, mud, and grass. But you have to admit, Tiger did a pretty good job giving the babies a bath. For a dog.
You've been listening to Tiger Gives the Babies a Bath by TQ Townsend. For more stories and fun, visit childrensliteraturepodcast.com. Thanks for listening.